Services by region. Midwest. Overview. The Midwest region of Western Australia covers more than 470,000 square kilometres, nearly one-fifth of the state. Department of Health Western Australia Epidemiology Branch Public Health and Clinical Services Division 2015. The Midwest region has a diverse economy built around mining, agriculture, fishing and tourism. The population is concentrated along the coast, with more than 70% living around Geraldton Greenough. The area has a high Aboriginal population and an increasing proportion of aged people. While the population is growing along the coast, the inland population has been declining slightly. Department of Health, Midwest, Western Australia, Government of Western Australia, 2015, cited 2015, May 12, available from www.health.wa.gov.au/services/detail.cfm?unit ID=63. The Midwest region had a population of 69,600 in 2014, representing 2.7% of the state's population. Department of Treasury 2014 population estimates allocated into health service region by the Department of Health 2014. By 2025, the population is expected to reach almost 80,000 persons. However, although the population will increase, the percentage of the state's population residing in the Midwest will decrease to 2.5%. Department of Treasury 2014 population estimates allocated into health service region by the Department of Health 2014. Services by region. Aboriginal population. The Aboriginal population in the Midwest totaled almost 7,600 persons in 2011, which represented 10% of the total Aboriginal population of Western Australia. This is expected to grow to almost 12,000 persons by 2025, with the percentage remaining constant at 10%. Mental Health Commission Western Australia internal modelling using data from the Department of Treasury and the Department of Health Western Australia 2014 and Australian Bureau of Statistics 3101.0 Australian Demographic Statistics September 2014 accessed 5th of June 2015 released 26th of March 2015 available at www.abs.gov.au. Services for the Midwest region. People living in the Midwest region require access to services across the service spectrum, including statewide services. See pages 75 to 82. It is important to note that the exact locations and distributions of services will be determined by a combination of consultation process and the assessment of relative feasibility to deliver the service. By the end of 2025, 184,000 hours of support per annum for mental health community support and about 7,000 hours of service for alcohol and other drugs are required to meet the needs of the population in this area. There is no need to expand alcohol and other drug safe places for intoxicated people, as the current services reflect the modelled requirement for the end of 2025, 28 beds. The modelling shows mental health community treatment hours of service need to be delivered at 130,000 hours, whereas alcohol and other drug hours need to total 68,000 per annum by the end of 2025. The increase in resources for alcohol and other drug community treatment would allow an expansion of service hubs in the Midwest and increased outreach services to more outlying areas of the region. Currently, there are 14 mental health community beds in the Midwest, and modelling shows a need for this to grow to 33 beds by the end of 2025. Alcohol and other drug residential rehabilitation beds are required to double by the end of 2025 to a total of 24 beds. Currently, there are no alcohol and other drug low medical withdrawal beds in this region. However, the modelling shows a requirement of 2 beds by the end of 2025. The delivery of hospital-based services, including inpatient beds, MHOAs and HITH beds, will need to be informed by consultation and assessment of feasibility to deliver the service during the implementation of the plan. Mental health inpatient beds and HITH beds are required to grow to 28 beds and 7 beds respectively by the end of 2025. There may be a requirement for inpatient mental health beds to be flexible in relation to age cohorts due to the limited number of beds. Other requirements for the Midwest region includes 4 beds for alcohol and other drug high and complex medical withdrawal, both from a current base of 0 beds, and the expansion of consultation and liaison services to 9,000 hours of service per annum by the end of 2025. As with all regions, resources dedicated to alcohol and other drug prevention and alcohol and other drug community diversion programs, forensic, need to steadily increase over the next 10 years. The Midwest provided feedback outlining that the establishment of a 24-hour crisis response line, which would improve access to regional Western Australia, was vital. Services by region. The plan outlines a strategy and action in the community treatment services section. Establish an effective one-stop shop service that provides 24-hour mental health crisis and emergency services, system navigation assistance, and frontline staff training, see page 53, by the end of 2017. It is envisaged that this service will also play a role in system navigation. Table 17, Summary of the Plan Matrix, Midwest. Below is an excerpt from the Plan Matrix. Service type, measure, Northern and Remote Midwest, 2025. Prevention, hours in thousands, total, 10. Alcohol and other drugs, hours in thousands, 10. Community support services, hours in thousands, total, 191. Community support services, beds, total, 28. Mental health, hours in thousands, 184. Alcohol and other drug, harm reduction and personal support, hours in thousands, 6. Alcohol and other drug, post-residential rehabilitation, hours in thousands, 1. Alcohol and other drug, safe places for intoxicated people, beds, 28. Community treatment services, hours in thousands, total, 199. Mental health infant, child and adolescent, hours in thousands, 55. Mental health youth, hours in thousands, 14. Mental health adult, hours in thousands, 40. Mental health older adult, hours in thousands, 21. Alcohol and other drug, all non-residential treatment, hours in thousands, 68. Community bed-based services, beds, total, 59. Mental health community-based, beds, 33. Alcohol and other drug, low medical withdrawal, beds, 2. Alcohol and other drug, residential rehabilitation, beds, 24. Hospital-based services, beds, total, 39. Hospital-based services, hours in thousands, total, 9. Mental health inpatient, acute and subacute, non-acute, beds, 28. Mental health hospital in the home, HITH, beds, 7. Alcohol and other drug, high, complex medical withdrawal, beds, 4. Mental health, alcohol and other drug, consultation liaison, hours in thousands, 9. Forensic services, hours in thousands, total, 16. Alcohol and other drug, community, diversion, hours in thousands, 16. Note, some totals may not add up due to rounding. Services by region. Great Southern. Overview. The Great Southern region has a total land area of 38,000 square kilometres. Department of Health Western Australia Epidemiology Branch Public Health and Clinical Services Division 2015, representing approximately 1.5% of the state's total landmass. The historic port town of Albany is the region's administrative centre and home to around 57% of the region's population. Department of Health Great Southern Western Australia Government of Western Australia 2015 cited 2015 May 12 available from www.health.wa.gov.au/services/detail.cfm?unit_ID=111 and is also the transport hub from where most of the region's crops and lifestyle are shipped. The main industries in the region are agriculture, fishing, forestry, mining, tourism and viticulture. The Great Southern region has a population of 62,700 in 2014, representing 2.4% of the state's population. Department of Treasury 2014 population estimates allocated into health service region by the Department of Health 2014. By 2025, the population is expected to reach almost 72,000 persons. However, although the population will increase, the percentage of the state's population residing in the Great Southern will decrease to 2.3%. Department of Treasury 2014 population estimates allocated into health service region by the Department of Health 2014. Services by region. Aboriginal population. The Aboriginal population in the Great Southern was approximately 2,200 people in 2011, which represented 2.9% of the total Aboriginal population of Western Australia. This is expected to grow to 3,500 by 2025, with the percentage remaining constant at 2.9%. Mental Health Commission Western Australia internal modelling using data from the Department of Treasury and the Department of Health Western Australia 2014 and Australian Bureau of Statistics 3101.0, Australian Demographic Statistics September 2014, accessed 5th of June 2015, released 26th of March 2015, available at www.abs.gov.au. Services for the Great Southern Region. People living in the Great Southern Region require access to services across the service spectrum, including statewide services. See pages 75 to 82. It is important to note that the exact locations and distributions of services will be determined by a combination of consultation process and the assessment of relative feasibility to deliver the service. The plan outlines the community support services requirement of 138,000 hours of support for mental health and 6,000 hours of service for alcohol and other drugs in the Great Southern Region by the end of 2025. Modelling indicates no requirement for alcohol and other drug-safe places for intoxicated people in the Great Southern Region. The modelling shows mental health community treatment hours of service need to be delivered at 92,000 hours, whereas alcohol and other drug hours need to total 47,000 per annum by the end of 2025. The increase in alcohol and other drug resources would allow an expansion of service hubs in the Great Southern and increased outreach services to more areas within the region. Currently, there are 11 mental health community beds in the Great Southern, and modelling shows that this needs to grow by a further 15 beds by the end of 2025. There are currently no alcohol and other drug residential rehabilitation beds and low medical withdrawal beds, and by the end of 2025, there needs to be a total of 17 beds and 2 beds respectively to meet demand. The delivery of hospital-based services, including inpatient beds, MHOAs and HITH beds, will need to be informed by consultation and assessment of feasibility to deliver the service during the implementation of the plan. Mental health inpatient beds and HITH beds are required to grow to 20 beds and 5 beds respectively by the end of 2025. There may be a requirement for inpatient mental health beds to be flexible in relation to age cohorts due to the limited number of beds required. Other requirements for the Great Southern Region include the establishment of 3 beds for alcohol and other drug high and complex medical withdrawal from a current base of 0 beds, and the expansion of consultation and liaison services to 7,000 hours of service per annum. As with all regions, resources dedicated to alcohol and other drug prevention and alcohol and other drug community diversion programs, forensic, need to steadily increase over the next 10 years. The Great Southern Consultation provided feedback regarding the delivery of community support services to areas of low population. It is important to note that the modelled demand is for the whole region. Therefore, consultation needs to occur in relation to how service providers are able to cater for the entire region. Services by region. Table 18, Summary of the Plan Matrix, Great Southern. Below is an excerpt from the Plan Matrix. Service Type, Measure, Southern Country, Great Southern, 2025. Prevention, Hours in Thousands, Total, 10. Alcohol and Other Drug, Hours in Thousands, 10. Community Support Services, Hours in Thousands, Total, 143. Mental Health, Hours in Thousands, 138. Alcohol and Other Drug, Harm Reduction and Personal Support, Hours in Thousands, 5. Alcohol and Other Drug, Post-Residential Rehabilitation, Hours in Thousands, 1. Community Treatment Services, Hours in Thousands, Total, 139. Mental Health Infant, Child and Adolescent, Hours in Thousands, 35. Mental Health Youth, Hours in Thousands, 10. Mental Health Adult, Hours in Thousands, 27. Mental Health Older Adult, Hours in Thousands, 20. Alcohol and Other Drug, All, Non-Residential Treatment, Hours in Thousands, 47. Community Bed-Based Services, Beds, Total, 45. Mental Health Community-Based, Beds, 26. Alcohol and Other Drug, Low Medical Withdrawal, Beds, 2. Alcohol and Other Drug, Residential Rehabilitation, Beds, 17. Hospital-based services, beds total 28. Hospital-based services, hours in thousands total 7. Mental health inpatient, acute and subacute, non-acute, beds 20. Mental health hospital in the home, HITH, beds 5. Alcohol and other drug, high, complex medical withdrawal, beds 3. Mental health, alcohol and other drug consultation liaison, hours in thousands, 7. Forensic services, hours in thousands, total, 9. Alcohol and other drug community, diversion, hours in thousands, 9. Note, some totals may not add up due to rounding. Services by region. Southwest. Overview. The Southwest region covers an area of 24,000 square kilometres, representing around 1% of the landmass of Western Australia. Department of Health Western Australia Epidemiology Branch Public Health and Clinical Services Division 2015. The region's main economic activities include agriculture and horticulture, timber and forest products, mineral extraction, processing and manufacturing, tourism, construction, manufacturing and fishing and aquaculture. The Southwest region had a population of almost 180,000 in 2014, representing 7% of the state's population. Department of Treasury 2014 population estimates allocated into health service region by the Department of Health 2014. By 2025, the population is expected to reach almost 233,000 persons, 7.3% of the state's population. Department of Treasury 2014 population estimates allocated into health service region by the Department of Health 2014. The ABS reported that between 2013 and 2014, some of the fastest population increases were in the southwest, including Gellerup, Dalyellup, Stratham, Busselton region 4.5%, Margaret River 4%, and Bunbury 2.5%. Department of Health Western Australia Epidemiology Branch Public Health and Clinical Services Division 2015. Services by region. Aboriginal population. The Aboriginal population in the southwest was approximately 3,300 people in 2011, which represented 4.4% of the total Aboriginal population in Western Australia. This is expected to grow to almost 5,500 by 2025, with the percentage increasing slightly to 4.5%. Mental Health Commission Western Australia internal modelling using data from the Department of Treasury and the Department of Health Western Australia 2014 and Australian Bureau of Statistics 3101.0 Australian Demographic Statistics September 2014 accessed 5th of June 2015 released 26th of March 2015 available at www.abs.gov.au. Services for the Southwest region. People living in the Southwest region require access to services across the service spectrum, including statewide services, see pages 75 to 82. It's important to note that the exact locations and distributions of services will be determined by a combination of consultation process and the assessment of relative feasibility to deliver the service. By the end of 2025, 406,000 hours of support per annum of mental health community support and about 20,000 hours of service for alcohol and other drugs are required to meet the needs of the population in this area. There is no modelled requirement for alcohol and other drug safe places for intoxicated people in the southwest region. The modelling shows mental health community treatment hours of service need to be delivered at 280,000 hours, whereas alcohol and other drug hours need to total 147,000 per annum by the end of 2025. The increase in resources for alcohol and other drug community treatment would allow an expansion of service hubs and increased outreach services to more areas within the region. Currently, there are 25 mental health community beds in the southwest, and modelling shows that this needs to grow by a further 49 beds by the end of 2025. There are currently zero alcohol and other drug residential rehabilitation beds and low medical withdrawal beds, and by the end of 2025, there needs to be a total of 55 beds and 3 beds respectively to meet demand. The delivery of hospital-based services, including inpatient beds, MHOAs and HITH beds, will need to be informed by consultation and assessment of feasibility to deliver the service during the implementation of the plan. Mental health inpatient beds and HITH beds are required to grow to 62 beds and 15 beds respectively by the end of 2025. There may be a requirement for inpatient mental health beds to be flexible in relation to age cohorts due to the limited number of beds required. Other requirements for the Southwest region include the establishment of 8 beds for alcohol and other drug high and complex medical withdrawal from a current base of 0 beds, and the expansion of consultation and liaison services to 20,000 hours of service per annum. As with all regions, resources dedicated to alcohol and other drug prevention and alcohol and other drug community diversion programs, forensic, need to steadily increase over the next 10 years. Feedback received from the Southwest consultation included the need for alcohol and other drug services to be included in the Community Treatment Services Strategy, establish a police co-response program, see page 51. The Mental Health Commission gave this suggestion consideration and also undertook further consultation on the issue. Following this feedback, consideration will be given as to how alcohol and other drug services can be included in the Mental Health and Police Co-Response Program after its establishment. Table 19, Summary of the Plan Matrix, Southwest. Below is an excerpt from the Plan Matrix. Service Type, Measure, Southern Country, Southwest, 2025. Prevention, hours in thousands, total, 12. Alcohol and other drug, hours in thousands, 12. Community support services, hours in thousands, total, 425. Mental health, hours in thousands, 406. Alcohol and other drug, harm reduction and personal support, hours in thousands, 14. Alcohol and other drug, post-residential rehabilitation, hours in thousands, 6. Community treatment services, hours in thousands, total, 427. Mental health infant, child and adolescent, hours in thousands, 112. Mental health youth, hours in thousands, 32. Mental health adult, hours in thousands, 86. Mental health older adult, hours in thousands, 50. Alcohol and other drug, all, non-residential treatment, hours in thousands, 147. Community bed-based services, beds, total, 132. Mental health, community-based, beds, 74. Alcohol and other drug, low medical withdrawal, beds, 3. Alcohol and other drug, residential rehabilitation, beds, 55. Hospital-based services, beds, total, 85. Hospital-based services, hours in thousands, total, 20. Mental health inpatient, acute and subacute, non-acute, beds, 62. Mental health hospital in the home, HITH, beds, 15. Alcohol and other drug, high, complex medical withdrawal, beds, 8. Mental health alcohol and other drug consultation liaison, hours in thousands, 20. Forensic services, hours in thousands, total, 16. Alcohol and other drug, community, diversion, hours in thousands, 16. Note, some totals may not add up due to rounding.